You're listening to SBS News.
Every 4 years, athletes from across the Commonwealth gather for one of the world's biggest multi-sport events. And every 4 years, people ask the question, what's the point of the Commonwealth Games? The 2022 edition was supposed to be held in Durban, South Africa. The bid was plagued with financial issues, and the city was eventually stripped of the right to host the event. Birmingham stepped in with just 4 years to prepare, instead of the usual 7. But the venues are ready, and delivery costs were significantly reduced compared to the 2018 Games. Ian Reid is the CEO of the Birmingham Organising Committee.
Well, we're standing here today having sold over 1.25 million tickets. We've sold more tickets than the Gold Coast sold. We're about to sell more tickets than Glasgow sold. So there is definitely a huge appetite here in the UK and the wider Commonwealth to engage in this event. So it's definitely still relevant. I think the Federation have done the right thing in terms of perhaps giving host cities a bit more flexibility. So in terms of the sports programme, trying to align that to what venues already exist, so to make the event more affordable and perhaps get away from that UK-Australia cycle and further into the future and make that event a bit more flexible to be able to be hosted elsewhere in the Commonwealth.
When the Commonwealth Games was looking to reinvent itself at the turn of the century, organisers looked to para-sport. Para-athletes were fully integrated into national teams at the Manchester Games of 2002. And Birmingham will have the largest para-sport programme in Commonwealth Games history. Australia's most decorated female Paralympian, swimmer Ellie Cole, could have retired after Tokyo last year, but decided to keep going for another 12 months because of the opportunity to win Commonwealth gold.
For me, as someone who trained alongside able-bodied kids when I was growing up on my journey to become an Australian dolphin, to be able to compete alongside my Olympic friends and able-bodied friends is certainly something that I guess I can't really stay away from and was part of the reason why I chose to retire in the Commonwealth Games.
For athletes, the prospect of competing in a full stadium is particularly appealing after the crowdless Tokyo Olympics. Maria Faye Artacho del Solar and Talika Clancy are the Australian women's beach volleyball team.
It definitely makes a massive difference. I mean, the energy and the atmosphere that the crowd brings, it makes it such a big show, you know, a party that is what beach volleyball is.
It's definitely a moment that I feel like we missed at the Olympics, so it's really special, this Com Games, that we do have crowds.
With COVID-19 cases surging in the United Kingdom, there are concerns the virus will spread rapidly among athletes. And so far, around a dozen positive tests a day are being reported in the Games Village. Australia's world champion javelin thrower Kelsey Lee Barber has caught the virus, but is still expected to compete as her event is later in the program. Patria Thomas is the Australian chef de mission.
Unfortunately, you know, COVID is a big issue still in life for everybody, and that we're not immune from that. So we've had athletes travelling all over the world and at various competitions and training camps, and there was never any doubt that there was going to be some cases. So we were well prepared for that, and we're working through those.
The organising committee, like the UK government, is taking a relatively relaxed approach to the virus, with most testing taking place before the games rather than during. Here's Ian Reid again.
The focus is really about getting athletes into the village clean. So pre-departure tests, tests when they arrive, and therefore we're confident then going into the village, everyone should be COVID-free, and then a lot of symptomatic testing if anyone has any challenges through there. So far, so good, actually. I think we're in a really good place.
Australia's athletes won't be required to wear masks at the opening ceremony. Hockey captain Eddie Ockenden and 8-time Commonwealth medalist squash player Rachel Grinham will be carrying the Australian flag.
You know, I really wasn't expecting this at all, and I can't imagine a higher highlight basically in my career really right now. I'm kind of still pinching myself. I'm sure did this just happen or what? It's unbelievable really.
Ben Lewis, SBS News.